on.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. And so, Perez, what have you been up to?
I had a pretty boring weekend. How about yourself? I'm just joking with you. All right, let's just get right to it. Over the weekend, news of Kylie Jenner's pregnancy broke. I have an update for everybody. That news has now finally been confirmed by a family member. Caitlyn Jenner is the first and thus far only relative of Kylie Jenner's to confirm that the 20-year-old is expecting her first child with boyfriend of 6 months, Travis Scott, a rapper. So when news of Kylie Jenner's pregnancy broke on Friday, I did a reaction video to it. And in that reaction video, I said a bunch of things. One of the things that I said was, if Kylie Jenner was my daughter, I would have told her to get an abortion. And upon reflection, you send me stuff all the time to watch or listen to. I don't have time for that. So I made that original video.
Wait a minute. Back up. I send you things all the time of what you said.
Yes.
You'll say, I want to hear that again. I'll go, all right. So I'll send it to you. Then he'll go, I don't have time to listen to that.
Well,
why did you tell me to send it?
Well, you sent me a 6-minute clip. I don't need a 6-minute clip. I need the relevant 30 seconds or 60 seconds. If it's longer than 60 seconds, I'm not going to listen to it.
Wow. Continue.
I made the original video and I have not had a chance to watch it again. So I don't even remember everything I said in it. But I think for the most part, most people understood that I was talking about when they found out, which according to multiple reports, Kylie and her boyfriend started telling friends sometime in July. So they knew either sometime in July or even before sometime July, maybe even late June, who knows? Anyways, a lot of people had strong opinions about my opinion, and I was actually really surprised that it got as much attention as it did, and not even like one day's worth of attention. Like, it started getting attention right away on Friday, and then Saturday, and then Sunday, and today. Like, everybody writing about it, from the Daily Mail to Teen Vogue, Harper's Bazaar. It's like insane, to the point where I felt I needed to make a second video to clarify my original point, which was that exactly what I said earlier. The second video said, I wasn't saying she should get an abortion now. I said, or I meant to say, if I didn't articulate it properly, that if I was Kris Jenner, I would have said to her to get an abortion when they found out. And also, hello, I didn't say I would force her to get an abortion. I would never do that if I were Kris Jenner. And I also said, if that were my daughter and it was similar circumstances, you know, she was just 19 or 20 years old. She was with some loser that she'd be attached to for the rest of her life. She was, in my eyes, wholly unfit to be a mom. You know, all of those situations, if my daughter exhibited those, then I would tell her the same thing. Her own family, according to People Magazine, which, you know, I got to say it every time I've established this, I think they are super reputable. If they're saying something from a source, it's coming from them. So one member of her large family thinks, or more, thinks that Kylie Jenner is not ready. And it's so telling, what's also been reported also by people, that she's wanted to have a baby for a while now. She talked about having a baby with Tyga when she was just 18 years old. We need to establish that I don't think it takes even a psychologist to assess that Kylie Jenner is not your average teen. Yes, she has a lot of money. She has tens of millions of dollars. But, and like I said in my video, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 excellent nannies don't replicate the love and the discipline of a good and present parent. So yes, she's unlike any other teenager.
She's not a teenager. She's 20.
Or whatever. Not even a huge difference. Anyways.
She's an adult.
She's not your typical...
No, she's an adult. You're right. She's not your typical 20-year-old. She has probably $50 million in the bank.
She's not your typical young person. She grew up in a very unusual circumstance with her family already famous before she was even a pre-adolescent. She... as exhibited to, once again, not even a psychologist, but an average person, totally transformed herself with makeup, with cosmetic procedures. A lot of people could infer that she feels broken or empty or looking for healing from other things and not digging deep. And maybe she thinks that having a baby will make her whole or heal her or give her a reason for living or I don't even know what. But the main reason I made that original video and had that original response was, listen, I'm very pro-choice, clearly, and I know it's legal in this country. I was envisioning that child's future, and hopefully I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong, because I don't want this poor girl, which is being reported as a girl, to have a fucked up upbringing. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that both of her parents can get their shit together, that they're present and involved and giving her as normal an upbringing as possible. And maybe you would even disagree with me. Like, how...
I disagree with you about everything that's come out of your mouth since you started the show, no, but I'm going to let you finish.
How unfortunate that Dream Kardashian was brought into the world under the circumstances that she was brought into the world. Some people say having a child changes you. I say, look at Black China.
You don't know Black China.
Just last year, she was arrested for drug possession.
And was that before or after the child was born?
That was before the child was
born. Okay, before.
Well, to answer your question, do I think Black China should have had an abortion? Yes.
I'm embarrassed to know you, to be honest. I think everything you just said is the most misogynistic shit I've ever heard in my life. For a guy that goes after PewDiePie and Donald Trump, it's sexist. It's misogynistic. That woman is a grown-ass woman. She's 20 years old. Yeah, so what? She grew up as a Kardashian. But you don't... It's insulting to every single young person that has a young mother. It's insulting to every young mother that has a child reason. I let you talk for like 20 minutes about this.
Well, you could have interrupted me whenever you wanted to.
No, I couldn't have because you always yell at me for interrupting you all of the time. I'm saying this time, let me talk.
Go ahead.
You don't know how this girl is going to turn out. She may very well be a good mother, a good person, could turn this thing around. Who knows? She's got more money and a lot of family around her. And if she wants this, that's her decision. And you as a human being, as a person, should say one thing. Congratulations. Not while this girl who's going to read you, who knows that you have a platform, who is now pregnant, she has to open up a computer. You're a person that people read. Okay. You're a news source. And the news source says, I think she should have an abortion. Or
no,
should have had,
should
or
have.
Semantics, these, whatever you should have,
no, it's
whatever,
not, what it could have.
It's not
it's
your place,
difference.
Perez. It's not your place to say things like that.
I have zero regrets.
How do you not think that that's so hurtful to that young woman?
Because I don't care about that young woman. I care
How could
more,
you not care?
I
Who cares? It's an unborn baby.
I do not
baby.
Care about that young woman. I don't.
Oh, Perez, you're missing the boat, man.
Listen to
you're
me.
Missing, look no, at I, all the comments. How are you? Are you
I
blind?
Am looking at all the comments. Most people agree with me. Let's hear some calls later, too. I'm sure we got some calls about
There's
that.
There's a couple of people that said, oh, big deal, he has an opinion. But mostly, it's hurt mothers that are calling saying, how could you say something like that?
Your average mother?
These aren't average people, but what? They're not allowed to have kids. She is an adult, is the point. And if she wants to have a kid, who are you as a man to sit there and tell a woman she shouldn't have a kid?
It's totally okay because
it's okay that some men...
No,
you lost me. This is one that I don't get, bro. I just don't get
it.
I just don't understand how you as a man, as a man, can sit there and tell a woman what she should or shouldn't do. How can you be a feminist? How can you be the Perez Hilton, I'm a feminist, and sit there and say those words? I just want an answer to that.
If it would have been a man, if a man could have an abortion, I would tell him to have an abortion too.
But
it has
a man
nothing
can't.
To do with
Come on,
gender.
We're not doing if we're doing what.
Well, you know
actually
what?
Said.
If it's because it's hurtful to Kylie Jenner, I don't care. I'll own that because I care
Why?
More about the fucked up upbringing that she's most likely going to have
for
that
child.
Oh, come on,
you don't know that.
Seriously.
They got millions of dollars.
How do you know that, girl?
Because you report on her lip kits?
First of all, would you say her mother, Kris Jenner, is a good mother and a good role model of what a good mother should be?
I don't know her.
Well, do you have an opinion? Yes or no?
No, I don't have an opinion. I've never had an opinion on those people because I've always said the same thing. I don't really care about them. They don't really affect my life. I'm fascinated by them. I'm fascinated why people care so much about them. But to me, there's some family that has some weird thing with a daughter that spawned from a sex tape. Her fame came from that. That's always been my rap on them. I've never deviated from that.
All right.
Well, I don't know how she would be as a mother. And I think sitting here on the couch, I mean, that's casting a huge stone at someone that you don't know. Now, maybe you do know her. Maybe you know her enough to say that she's a horrible person. And if that you're saying from your firsthand knowledge, fine. I don't think you know Kylie Jenner, though. I know you've seen some Snapchat videos of her, and I know we've recorded on the,
her
you know.
Her own family said that they don't think she's ready to have a baby.
You are not in their family. You're not related to them.
Well, I don't care. And it's because I am a good dad, and it's because I'm a great mom, too, and it's because I know the hard work that it takes, and it's because I know the sacrifices
that it takes.
That's not debatable.
No one is debating any of that. No one's debating any of that.
You haven't let me get this point across.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say 99. This is how extreme I feel about it, and it's how accurate, and this is why I also said it. 99, I mean, clearly not if you're like a drug addict or a prostitute or whatever it is, but 90, and even they can be redeemed, and even Kylie Jenner can be redeemed, honestly, but 99 out of 100 normal girls that are 20 would do a fine job, a great job being a mom.
This is one that should be aborted in your mind?
Yeah, clearly. I said
aborted.
That. Yes, I said that.
You seem to be insane to me. Like, I really think you need to, like, look in the mirror and say, who am I to tell another human being what to do with their life, especially their child? I don't even know how you can comment on that. And look yourself in the mirror.
I think it's better to abort a baby than have a child have a fucked up childhood. Let's look at her brother, Rob Kardashian's child. That child has been through so much drama already.
And Perez, I know so many kids that have the most screwed up parents in the world that are as normal as possible. You claim to be Mr. Sensitive and you claim to be so literal about your words and this, and you just sound like a hypocrite to me. This is like PewDiePie kind of stuff to me. I don't get how you don't see it.
Telling
a woman what to do with her body or what she should have done with her body.
I'm not telling her what to do.
You said what she should have done.
I said I would tell her that if I was her mother. I'm not her mother.
I don't understand it, man.
And if my daughter said, I'm not going to do that, okay, then I would support her. But I would say, listen, for all of these reasons.
What are these great reasons, though? I mean, my God, they've got more money than God. I mean, is that a reason?
All right. I mean,
she's an adult.
Every eye will be on her. Anytime she hits a club and, oh, she's been to the club again. Oh, she's out partying again. Ooh,
Does that mean I was doing
drugs with Kylie Jenner. Ooh, I got wasted with Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, this is a lot of hypotheticals you're tossing out there.
Yeah,
That's a lot of them.
I thought about all of that. If I'm her mom, if I'm Kris Jenner,
I'd
be thinking
about all of that
too. Does
Kylie Jenner have a drug problem? Has she ever been arrested? Has she done anything ever wrong? I mean, look, is it ideal that a 20-year-old is going to have a kid? Maybe not. I personally think that, you know, maybe it's better if you live a little bit of life, but that's clearly not what she wants. And she's a woman and she has decided that for herself. You don't get a say in that, is my point, especially on from the outside, especially from your platform. That's what I don't understand. How you
I totally
think it's okay.
have a say. I said it.
You have a say. Let me ask you a question. Do you think all these people are writing articles about you because they think you're right? Or do you think they're writing them about you because they think it's an asshole thing to do?
I don't care. If I cared, I wouldn't have made the second video.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of you here. I made a third video today
with my mom about it.
Is all of this about web hits and
no.
you getting... Then why comment on this, on what this woman decides to do with her body, and then call yourself a feminist and then not come off as misogynistic when you're a man telling a woman what you think she should have done with her body?
If I was Kris Jenner, I would have been like, honey.
Okay. But you're not Kris Jenner.
If that were my daughter, I would tell her that. And that's totally my right as a father. You cannot tell me that as a dad, I can't tell my daughter to get an abortion.
I ain't telling you shit. Have you heard me say anything like that? I haven't told you shit. But let me say one thing. let's pretend Junior wasn't born yet.
Sure.
And the news broke that you had a surrogate carrying your son.
Uh-huh.
And somebody came out and said, that mother, whoever she is, Perez Hilton's surrogate mother, she should have an abortion right now because he's a single dad. He's been a horror in the press and he's done terrible things that you would admit that you've done. And someone said that and post someone, let's say Anderson Cooper said it because he's got a platform. Wouldn't you be upset for the mom? Wouldn't you be heartbroken and saying, how could someone in the media say something? You wouldn't care.
No.
You wouldn't care if somebody said something like that about your unborn child? That
no.
Obviously, you, the kid.
I would retweet them.
And you've given it a great, great life. You'd retweet them.
I would retweet them.
To point out the ridiculousness of their tweet?
No, because I don't care. So I want to get people talking. You could say anything about me. It would not bother me. What matters to me is inside my house in this bubble. Outside of my house, nothing matters to me. Nothing can get to me.
So being hurtful to the rest of the world doesn't matter to you? That's not the guy I know. I'm sorry. I don't believe that from
well,
you. I don't. I think you were purposefully hurtful
no,
to her.
No, I wasn't.
You don't think she read that and went, well, that's pretty hurtful. I'm keeping this kid and I can't believe that he thinks I should have an abortion.
I think there's a big difference between saying, oh, I think she should get an abortion now. She already clearly decided she's keeping the kid.
It's semantics.
No,
this
it's
is
not semantics.
Yes, it is.
It's not semantics.
All right.
No, I would be disappointed and upset if she said, oh, I'm going to have an abortion now. I mean, she's very far along.
I get it. You don't care. That's fine. That's cool. You don't care. I don't get this from you. I don't understand how you can't see that this is such a hurtful thing and it's very male chauvinistic of you.
I think it's more hurtful to bring a child into the world and you clearly don't because you're saying, you know what? Yeah, I know a ton of people that come from dysfunctional families and they're totally normal. Well, guess what? That's not the norm. The norm is the opposite. The norm is people growing up in dysfunctional families and keeping that going
forward.
Who
anointed you to save the world? Who anointed you to tell people that they could have, should have, may have, want to have kids because of their upbringing, their background, their creed, their religion, their sex, their whatever? I'm sorry, I don't recall getting to vote on that. I don't. When did that happen? That's my point. What makes you go, oh, I have to say that? I don't know. It just seems mean of you, dude. I know you pretty well. I don't consider you a mean person, but this seems mean because you know she's going to hear it.
It does not bother me. Whatsoever.
Okay. I don't know if just because they're celebrities, you think it's okay to throw an arrow at them?
No, I would say that if you're a 16-year-old drug addicted prostitute, I would say you should get an abortion.
We're not dealing with a 16-year-old. We're dealing with a 20-year-old woman that is of age who has the means to take care of a child and clearly wants to have one. So this is a different scenario. We're not going to agree on this one. I don't understand you on this one. I just think it's hurtful what you did and it doesn't seem like you to me.
And like I said, I don't care if it's hurtful to her. I don't care.
I think it's hurtful to women.
Then I don't care. I care more about that child.
You're going to lose
a
lot of fans, man.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Your fans or your followers or your livelihood.
The people that get me will understand me and the reasons why I'm saying it. It's because I'm such a good dad. It's because of all the reasons I stated earlier. I have said this before. Like, my mom is a huge inspiration for me in who I don't want to be and what kind of parent I don't want to be. And a lot of that was also just her not knowing better with a lot of things. Like, you know,
well, that's all of our parents. We grew up in the 80s. We were spanked. I mean, my God, they don't even do that anymore. It's timeouts now. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg about how parenting went back then versus now. Look, a lot of things have changed.
Or not even that. Like, that's whatever. Like, I'm talking about more bigger picture stuff. Like, you know, not really talking about your feelings, not working on communication, not imparting on me the knowledge of how to be healthy, not encouraging me to live an active and present life, like totally condoning, promoting, allowing
me. You came out okay, didn't you?
Yeah. And I want my kids to be even better. Like, that's the whole point of having kids, I think. Like, you don't want your kids to be just okay. Like, I'm okay. I want my kids to be even better than me. My mom wasn't ideal, but she was a great mom. Great. And she also wasn't dysfunctional, like totally fucked up. And I think Kylie Jenner's totally fucked up. I'm sorry. I don't know her personally, but I think it's a pretty accurate assessment.
I honest to God, I don't know anything about her, except for she's a girl that's 20 years old that has $1 million and she doesn't look like she did a few years ago.
What does that tell you about her, that she's completely changed her appearance through makeup and plastic surgery? What does that tell you about
her? It tells me that a lot of girls do that. I mean, I live in Los Angeles. I see it all of the time. I live in LA. It happens all of the time.
Why
does she have so many followers then? So many girls do this stuff now. Is that wrong?
I think it's wrong of you. I would say some. I wouldn't say a lot. Most girls don't go that extreme.
Most girls don't have $50 million either. They might. They may. We don't know.
And not even just her. Him too. He's not that much older. He is...
I don't know anything about him except for he's got a pretty successful rap career and I like some of his music. That's the only thing I know about that guy.
I mean, not that... this matters, but I don't think it takes a rocket scientist or a psychologist to also say, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner are most likely not going to live happily ever after forever.
The odds of any parents sticking together now are what? 50%? That's the divorce rate? I think we're
higher
over 50%.
Than that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably closer to 60% now. So yeah. So what, should the whole world just stop having kids?
No, I didn't say that either.
My parents are divorced. I wouldn't be here if that was the case.
It's another reason why I'm not in a relationship or married. Like, I think if you're going to marry somebody, you have to go into that marriage with the belief that this is going to be forever. And even more so, like, if I'm going to have kids with somebody, whether I'm married or not, I have to think, oh, this is going to be forever. I don't even think she believes she's going to be forever with this guy. But she's like, oh, I don't care. I have the money or whatever. Like, you know, whatever. The bigger issue, she's a reality TV star. We get to have an opinion on everything.
On some things.
On everything.
I don't think you can have an opinion on whether a woman, at the end of the day, should have an abortion or not. Having opinions about, look, if Mariah Carey's show is lazy and it sucks. And
you might think I'm going to dig in my hole even deeper, but you know what? Let's say that...
I don't think you can. That's the point.
I'm going to try. This makes 1,000% sense to me. Hmm. Let's say this podcast was taking place in July and... she just found out 2 days ago. And let's say she was being 100% real. Let's say she Snapchatted to the world, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I would have been like, if I'm her mom, I would tell her to have an abortion now.
But you're not her mom. You are Perez Hilton. And you're the one that said it, not her mom. I mean, you gave an opinion of what her mom should do. I think that's where you're in your mind letting yourself off of the hook. It's still your words. And I still don't see how your words can be hurtful in that regard.
I'm not saying that there should be laws like saying, oh, you should not have kids because of X, Y, and Z. All adults should be able to have kids. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, if I think somebody is going to be a shit ass dad or mom, I'll fucking say that.
Okay, then just say that. I guess that's my overall point. And by the way, if you saying, I don't think she's going to be a very good parent. I mean, that's a little mean, a little harsh, but you're right. She's a reality TV show. We've seen enough to go, I don't know if she's going to be a good parent. You took it to this next step. That's why everyone's furious, because you're telling someone what you think they should have done with their body. Ultimately, that's what everyone's upset about. And you don't see it that way. That's the line in the sand right there that you've stepped across.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I know. You don't care. I got it. But you're going to hear it from a lot of people for a long time about it. I think if what wasn't going on in the country that's happening right now and what's going on in Puerto Rico, and if it was a slow news cycle and it was a year ago, you'd be in big trouble today. That's what I think. I think you'd lose a lot of sponsors. I think a lot of people would say, I can't advertise with you anymore. I think that CNN, you'd be on the crawl right now. I think there's just so much going on in the world that you're not seeing how big this story could be.
Well, I honestly think you're wrong in the assessment of people's reactions.
You may be right. You're probably right. How about that? Because you do this for a living.
Yeah.
You're online. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the difference. I look at all the fucking comments. The majority of the comments.
These are your people. They're your people.
All right. Well,
they follow at the Perez Hilton.
Okay.
Or the Perez Hilton. They're your people. How about this? Go to TMZ's.
I did. And I liked the comment. Those were very even. Those were, I would say, evenly split. It was very 50-50. Mine, it was overwhelmingly people agreeing with me.
Okay. But if half the people, let's just say half of the people say that what you said is hurtful, you can't acquiesce to the fact that it may possibly be hurtful, or you just don't care?
I don't care. I hope she's wrong. Is basically, at the end of the day, you know what? I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. At the end of the day, I hope she becomes an awesome mom And I hope that her child doesn't carry forward any of her baggage and any of the larger family's baggage. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow.
I also disagree. I disagree strongly. I was not telling her what to do with her body. I was sharing my opinion of what, as a father of a girl, I would have said to her, or what I would say to my daughter. Mm-hmm. I also think, like, if I weren't the father of a girl, that I would probably be less able to speak with my perspective, clearly. Mm-hmm. That was another reason why I totally felt comfortable and still feel comfortable saying that. Based on what you said, I think this is what you mean. You would suggest or think that if my daughter was 19 and in similar circumstances, that I should tell her if she told me she was pregnant, that I will support you no matter what. And I don't have an opinion.
That is not what I would say. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's your daughter. You parent your kids how you want to. Who the hell am I to tell you how to parent your kids? From afar, I think you're doing a pretty good job. After saying that, I don't know what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I see you loving your kids and I don't know. I think you're doing a great job. I would never tell you, Perez, you should have done this with your kids. You shouldn't, whatever. Who the hell am I to have an opinion on top of that, aside of just from being your friend?
That's why I totally felt justified in saying that, because I see myself in Kris Jenner, and that's why I said it.
Your point of view, at least, I'm starting to understand it a little bit more. You're putting yourself in, you're saying, I'm a mother by, you know, proxy. You're not a mother. You're a father, obviously, but you know what I mean. You're the mother and the father of the relationship.
And so is Kris Jenner, to be honest.
With your situation, you're serving as both. So you're putting yourself in her shoes and you're saying, I would say this to my daughter.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I am a mother. I don't have a vagina, but I'm a mother. You don't have to agree with that, but I am.
I still think you're a man. And I just don't know where any man should get off telling a woman what to do.
I celebrate Mother's Day. I consider myself a mother as well as a father.
Okay, look, that's a point of view that's, I guess, hard for me to consider because you're a man first to me.
Yeah, I also nurture and love my kids like a mother would, I want to be very specific. Like some dads probably don't. You know, I give my kids a ton of love and affection and hugs and kisses. And hopefully most dads do that. I don't know. At the core of my being, 1,000% consider myself a mother. I am. In my house, I am a mother. All right, let's just stop. I'm done. This is like, we're clearly a very
in
different mindset. Although I think my mom agrees with me.
Your mom's related to you, so you don't get that point, okay? Okay.
My sister does not agree with me, though, so.
Well, there you go. Barbie and I have a special relationship.
It's so funny because my sister, just like you, is like, this is really bad. And then somebody else on my team said, it's not a big deal. And that's actually the longest person that's been on my team. And I was like, you know what? I really trust that person's opinion.
And by the way, everyone listening, I have no idea who he's talking
about. Yeah.
His team, to me, consists of Barb and that's it.
No.
That's all I know is his sister. I don't even know the people that work with you. I don't know if there's 20 people or four.
I've been around controversy a lot and I'm totally fine with this because I believe what I said and the reasons why I said it and blah, blah, blah.
Let me just say, for me, I don't know how I would have functioned. I'll just say that. I don't know. Wow. I don't think I could have functioned.
Well, if I thought I made some huge mistake, then I would be very bad. I would be very troubled, but I didn't.
Even just the amount of people, let's say it's 50-50. If 50% of the people, the mass number of people that follow you, all of a sudden were on me like flies on shit, my heart would come out of my chest is all that I'm saying.
I don't give a shit. Like,
I know you don't. You really don't. It's the weirdest thing in the world to me.
What do I have to lose? Nothing. I've been around 13 plus years.
Well, you could lose advertisers.
I don't care.
Yeah, but you need them to feed your kids and your family. I mean, they are your livelihood.
Like I said, I've been around the block before. I've been through worse controversies before than this.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I guess is this my first real controversy with you? It may be, right?
I don't need to rehash the old controversies. Let's just stick to this one.
Okay, on a 10, and saying you've been in a 10 before.
Oh, this is a 6.
Where is this on the heat scale?
A 6. Or seven. Maybe 6.5, actually.
Six and a half. Give that. Wow. Whew. Okay. Let's move on.
Anyway, well, speaking of controversy, do you have any opinion on this whole NFL controversy with Donald Trump?
My very short wrap on this is I don't understand why the national anthem is in football, baseball, or basketball. They're corporations that own these teams. I don't get the where God and country and all of this patriotism. I don't get what it has to do. And I've made this example a couple of times to a couple of friends. Playing the national anthem before a football game is as arbitrary as playing the national anthem every time you walk into a Starbucks. It's just a business. That's all the NFL is. And a little side note, a lot of people don't know this, but the players, none of them before 2009 used to be on the field for the national anthem. The military, the United States military and their marketing plan, they paid the NFL to bring the players out to make it seem that they were more patriotic for recruitment purposes. They're putting the onus on these players now and they're making them choose a side.
Are you saying they should not play the national anthem at sporting events?
Yeah, I don't think they should.
Really?
I don't understand why the national anthem is played.
Why not play it?
But why? My point is, it's arbitrary. Like, why would you?
I get that, but why not?
Why not play it when you walk into Starbucks? Is Starbucks not a big major corporation? Because men are dressed in costumes playing a game that billionaires get rich off of? What's
Well, why not play it in Starbucks? I don't care. I wouldn't be offended. Right, no.
I'm not offended that they play it. I'm saying you're putting the onus now on these players to choose a side. They're not there to choose a political side about anything. They're there to concentrate on a football game. That's my point. They came to come to work. They didn't come to be forced to sit down or kneel or stand up. You're putting each and every one of these players in an awkward position just by playing it. That's all I'm saying.
You're making the national anthem or you're buying into some bullshit that Donald Trump is peddling, which is that this is something political. I don't buy into that.
What is the big significance of playing sporting event?
It's meant
because a bunch of people are gathered?
No, because you have two teams, but at the end of the day, we're all Americans. It's a unifying thing, I think.
Okay, you are forcing these players to choose a side. And I don't think you should. They didn't show up to choose a side. They showed up to play football.
Your way to fix this is to get rid of the national anthem?
My way to fix this is to, as soon as the gates open and people start coming in, you do the national anthem. You just change the time. You move it earlier. You don't put the emphasis on that whole thing and you don't make it about God and country. It's about football. It's just a game. You don't need these athletes involved with something that has now been politicized because the president did. He came out and he called these people sons of bitches that don't stand up or kneel or whatever the hell he said. To me, that's offensive. You're calling people names. You shouldn't do that as the president.
Oh my God, all your closet Republican friends are going to be ashamed of you today. We need a mental sorbet, as I like to call it.
Oh, give me something juicy and
fun, please. Let's just talk music for a little bit.
Okay.
Some new music that came out. I made a ton of reaction videos if you want to watch the long versions of them. I've got the long...
No, I will.
Not you, clearly. The long versions are up at youtube.com/Perez Hilton. Miley Cyrus released a new song. It's called Week Without You. I like the vibe of it. It's kind of even more country or like nouveau country. I think I just made up that genre. I totally made that genre up just now. Anyway,
you better jump offline and go tell everyone.
Oh, yeah. She's given us nouveau country, and sonically, her voice sounds unlike I've ever heard it before. So it's really cool, but I just don't love the song. Like the verse, because it goes against, and it goes back to like that Taylor Swift song that she released a month ago, although it seems like forever ago. Look What You Made Me Do. If you have a crappy chorus, I have a hard time buying into your pop song. And this has not got a great chorus. Demi Lovato also released a new song. Did you hear that one?
What's that one?
It's called Dirty Sexy Love. No, you're not missing out. It's like it's like the worst song that Justin Timberlake never released.
Really?
I do applaud the approach of releasing, like this is like the fourth song or third, or fourth, I think she's released prior to the album coming out. Her album comes out this Friday, same day as Miley's new album and Shania's new album and Dolly's new album. So it's like the clash of the divas. Only one of them will come out on top. Dun, dun, dun. Also, Danielle Bregoli, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside Girl, a.k.a. Bad Baby, released two new songs. And I sort of feel gross and dirty for kind of liking one of them.
Really?
She made a music video, like a two-in-one music video. The first song is just bad. But the second one is kind of like, okay, this isn't that bad. I mean, especially compared to like what else is being put out there in the hip hop world. The main problem I had with both of them is that there's no humor. There's no camp. Like, she's been real serious.
Right.
And she can't be.
She needs to know what she is. Yeah.
Exactly. And even though the second one is kind of fun, if she would have like almost like been in on a joke, like Cardi B. Cardi B is in on the joke and also good at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not calling her a joke. I'm saying she's in on the joke, has a sense of humor, is fun, is playful. Uh-huh. And I'm not getting any of that from Cash Me Outside Girl. Well, I'll get to Cardi B in a second. But before I get to Cardi B, there's one last new song that came out. The Walk the Moon song. Did you hear that one?
No.
You see, you watch too much television.
I'm almost finished with The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, wow. I don't know anything about that show.
It won a ton of Emmys.
I know. Walk the Moon released a song, and this is actually off their third album. Their first that came out before their breakthrough hit, Shut Up and Dance. Their song called One Foot, my favorite song of the week. It's such a smash to me. So freaking good. I mentioned Cardi B briefly. She made history. Her song Bodak Yellow is the number one song. Why are you laughing?
Because you brought that song up. I can't remember how long ago it was and you were laughing about it.
I know. I always liked the song because I liked it with a sense of humor. And it's the first time that a rap female artist has had a number one song without a feature in over 20 years. The last time was Lauryn Hill. Here's another interesting little side note. Nicki Minaj has never had a number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
She hasn't, even with somebody else?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
Come on.
Serious? She's
nothing with Drake, nothing.
She has, I think, more top 100 hits than any other artist in history.
Ever. Because she's on every third person song. That's why.
She's never had a number one on the Hot 100.
Wow.
I did love seeing that Nicki tweeted Cardi B today, congratulating her on Bodak Yellow going number one.
Huh. That's nice of her.
All right. Now I have some updates on stories that we've talked about in the past. Actually, quite a few updates and developments since our last podcast. This is encouraging to hear. Aaron Carter has checked into rehab, which is good because he had not been exhibiting good behavior, like even admitting on the doctors that he would buy illegal prescription painkillers. And those close to him were worried and cops kept going to his house. So I'm glad that he's getting help. I don't want to say that she needs help, but Bella Thorne keeps doing what she's doing and amping it up even more. Now she's straight up posting her drug use, which I got to specify, it's marijuana.
Which is legal in California.
Yeah, totally legal. But if I'm an actress that is young, she's only 19, and if I'm going to be potentially cast on an ABC sitcom or a CBS sitcom, I'm not going to be posting photos of me holding weed if I'm a 19-year-old actress.
Doesn't seem like a smart business look.
No. Not only did she post this weed photo on her Instagram story, she also tweeted a photo of her not even making out, straight up tongue another girl.
Really?
Yeah. You should go on her Twitter right now.
You can tell that from the picture.
Go on her Twitter.
I need to see that
picture. Go on her Twitter. Go on her Twitter. It's the second post of hers.
Wow. Yeah. No, I don't know. It looks like she's just licking her bottom lip.
No, that's tongue on tongue action.
I need a boomerang of that.
Actually, if you scroll down, there's even more photos of them making out.
Wow. She's going for it, huh?
Yeah. So that's the update on Bella Thorne. She's being even more Bella Thorne than ever. Also, and this was shocking to me, we talked about Ryan Phillippe last week, right?
Uh-huh.
His ex-girlfriend accused him of assault. Well, it turns out that another woman, his former fiance, whom he was engaged to, filed a police report against him as well for harassment. So I'm not saying anything other than now there might be a pattern. And now two women have made similar allegations against Ryan Phillippe. And wow. That is, that's major and disappointing and shocking. Hmm. Also shocking, I don't understand this whatsoever, but the judge in the Mel B bitter, nasty divorce case has said that the trial will be open to the public. Like, why? The judge didn't give a reason. He just said this won't be a closed case. What does the public benefit from that being an open trial? I don't understand. I think it's actually gross and disgusting and awful, and I am shocked that happened. And it's going to be such a shit show. Oh, my God. Such a shit show. Because there's all the allegations of, like, threesomes and this and that and the other. And just today, I read it's sad. Just today, I read a report that Mel B's estranged husband is going to show the court a video of Mel B snorting cocaine. Oh, God. Lesson to everybody out there, whether you're in Hollywood or not, if you're going to do cocaine and that's your prerogative, I don't judge. A lot of people do. Don't let somebody film you doing cocaine. Jesus.
That's cocaine rule number one.
Even if you're married to that person, right. Don't let anybody film you doing cocaine. Whatever. Let's just move on. Oh, but there's more unsavoriness. Did you read that awful, awful story about Kathy Griffin's neighbor?
Yeah.
Calling her a derogatory LGBT term towards women and making fun of her for her shaved head, which Kathy shaved her head because her sister was battling and ultimately died of cancer. I don't even know why I brought this up. I have nothing to say about it other than I had been thinking about it. And I'm shocked that this guy has not been fired because he's the CEO of a publicly traded company. And Kathy Griffin just got a restraining order against the douchebag. Anyways, an update on that Marilyn Manson, Justin Bieber drama. Manson says that Bieber has reached out to him and has apologized for saying I made you relevant again and all that t-shirt BS. So that was nice to hear. Also, this did not shock me because Jerry Lewis had a reputation for being an asshole. Like Joan Rivers quite infamously, repeatedly called him out and how he even threatened Violet. I am so loud right now. He threatened Violet against Joan Rivers. Anywho, in his will, he was married to his ex-wife. Check this out. For over 30 years. Had 6 biological children with his ex-wife. Remarried, adopted a daughter with this new wife, and left all his money to the second wife and child, and not a single penny to any of the 6 biological kids.
Wow, dick move.
Yeah, like I would understand if he was not going to leave any money to any of his children. Okay, I get that. But to leave all his money to his second wife and child and none to his 6 biological kids from his first wife. That's an asshole. He's burning in hell. Anyways, today.
You're extra spicy tonight.
I am. Today, Megyn Kelly's new talk show debuted on the Today Show.
I read all about it. It sounded rough.
1 hour. I didn't watch. I was hoping you kind of did. You didn't watch either?
I didn't today. I had something to do.
I did watch her interview the Kardashians, And this sort of ties into my thoughts on her, and it might play into why I did not watch her today. She does not make sense to me on daytime.
I've never understood the move. I don't get it. When they hired her, I was like, why? To do 10 o'clock?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
She makes sense to me from 7 to 9.
Reading the news? Exactly. Because she's a news reader. I don't know anything about her personality outside of that. Like, to give her a show based on personality? Like, huh? All right. I don't get it.
I haven't seen it, but I've read it was apparently, like, very mixed to negative reviews.
Well, it's show one. She's nervous. She probably said some stupid things. She probably doesn't even remember the show. Show one stinks. Always does.
Did our show one stink?
No, we were great from day one. What are you talking about? We are 2-season professionals.
I should go back and listen to that sometime.
You won't even listen to the damn clips I send you. There is no way you're going to go back and listen to a show that we did 100 years ago.
Clearly not the whole thing, but I'll like listen
116 shows ago.
I'll listen to like 30 seconds and then fast forward for 10
and
minutes.
And you'll decide.
All right. Briefly talking some couples news. Meghan Markle, who is dating Prince Harry, finally made her public debut with him in Toronto over the weekend. They attended some events together for the Invictus Games. He also went to visit her on set. And I also found this to be very interesting. Meghan Markle's ex-husband is developing and trying to sell a TV show about being dumped for a prince. And I wanted to hate on it.
Write what you know.
But the more I read the actual treatment and what he wants to do, I kind of love it. And it's kind of brilliant. Like, imagine all the hilarity, especially because I think what he's trying to do is in the imaginary world, he has shared custody of kids with the ex-wife. So like that complicates things too. Like, it actually seems really funny.
Well, it's kind of like Notting Hill, where the regular guy has to date Julia Roberts, the pitfalls of dating a famous person. It's sort of kind of the same sort of vibe, I think.
Yeah. In other couples news, Heidi Klum and her boyfriend of 3 years, Vito Schnabel, have called it quits. They had a large age gap, and you know that was her first relationship, which she kind of really got into really quickly after splitting with Seal. Now is totally the time for her and Seal to get back together and have like their 8th wedding. They got married a bunch of times. Remember that? They would get married every year.
Yeah, they got married like every 15 minutes.
I loved it. On to some wacky news. Jason Derulo is the latest celebrity to get burglarized. Over $300,000 were stolen.
It's my new neighborhood too.
Oh, well, don't say where.
Well, I mean, what? Are they going to randomly know where I live?
Oh, but that's a very specific area. You have a pool?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, get I it. Know. I'll come over. Yeah. I've been wanting a cheat soon. I posted this, my weekly shirtless photo on Sunday. And so many people were like, you're looking too skinny now, which actually made me feel really good. I'll take that as a big compliment, but I'm long overdue a fucking cheat. I've not had a damn cheat since 4th of July weekend when I was with you.
That was at my house. Jeez.
I know. My little thing about the Jason Derulo, like, if you're going to have that much money in jewelry, shouldn't you keep it in a safe?
Yeah. Like hidden.
In a safe.
In the floor.
Yeah. In a safe.
Yeah.
Some brief TV news. According to reports, Luke Bryan is officially joining American Idol as the second judge, and they are out of money. So Lionel Richie is most likely not going to happen, but somebody that I know might take the job.
Okay.
Troy Carter, who is the head of or one of the big head honchos at Spotify and used to be Lady Gaga's former manager, has been in talks, and he'll do it on the cheap, according to reports. But I love him. He's so good at what he does, and I would love to see him do that.
Huh.
And
right. Speaking, nice nugget.
Speaking of American Idol, last little tidbit before we take a call or two, former American Idol judge Jennifer Lopez has donated $1 million to hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. She
is of Puerto Rican descent.
Yes, she is.
And it was just so frustrating to see the president tweet repeatedly about the fucking stupid national anthem and not tweet whatsoever or very little finally today about the U.S. territory.
That's underwater. Possibly won't have power for a year.
And not food.
They need water.
They need food, too.
Water's the basic of necessities, and they don't even have that. It's insane what's happening there. And yeah, that's what needs to be on the minds of all Americans. There needs to be more attention. So good for J-Lo. We used to go to Puerto Rico all the time.
Oh, yeah?
We used to stay at this. Oh, yeah. Her sister and I, we used to go to this place. It was a dump. It was called the Condado. They had gambling there. And it was a total dump, but we didn't care because, you know, we were young, dumb, and free and just ready to roll. But I love Puerto Rico. I love the people. I love the beauty of it. It's a beautiful place. And if you could give money, definitely do.
Absolutely. Let's take a couple calls.
I'm calling because on Twitter this morning, I saw all of those nasty articles calling Perez out about telling Kylie Jenner she should have had an abortion. And I guess my question is, what is the big freaking deal? Like, honestly, that was my exact first thought, too. An abortion doesn't mean...
I kept that one for you. I kept a few good ones for you. Hold on.
Oh, thanks.
There's that one that supports you. There's another one. I just think this is it.
Well, you don't have to play those. You can play the other ones, too.
You don't even want to hear those.
I do.
Hey, Booker. Love the podcast. I'm calling because I have something to say to Perez about Kylie Jenner. The only problem I have personally with Kylie Jenner's pregnancy is that she's been with the child's father for not even a year.
Not even not 6 months.
But Perez, you said that Kylie should have an abortion, even though she's decided to keep her baby. I know that that's your opinion, but is this because of her age? I just like to say that having a baby at 20 isn't the end of the world. My mom had me at 19, and I went to college, got a degree, and turned out fine. Girls get pregnant way younger nowadays, so I'm glad that no one told my mom to have an abortion. As long as you have the money, support, and love to take care of that child, I think that most of the time they turn out to be fine. And many examples, myself included, and my brother, and a lot of my friends at school, I'm not saying it's okay to get pregnant so young, but some girls get 20, as I've said. At least Kylie's not a teenager, you know. A legal adult. Now, if she was younger than 20, I'd be like, oh, well, maybe that is too young, you know, like my mom. But it's like Lena Dunham said, basically, lots of 20-year-olds get pregnant.
Yeah, she goes on and on.
No. And like I said, it's not because of the age. It's because she's Kylie Jenner.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. I love you guys. I listen to the podcast all the time. This is not a question. It's just a comment. Perez, you need to apologize for the abortion comment. I always laugh about your reaction videos and everything, but with that video, I feel so disgusted. Like, you shouldn't tell someone to get an abortion or not. It's just wrong, man. Like, I don't know. You say that she's not going to be a good mom. I don't like Kylie Jenner, but you don't have the say to say who's going to be a good mom or not. Like, I didn't expect to be a great mom. I bet people didn't expect you to be the great dad that you are. It's just something really awful to say about someone. That's it, guys. Have a good day.
I appreciate her expressing her point of view.
Let's wrap it up. We went on for 9 hours. Oh, I'm glad we can still have conversations and not want to kill each other by the end of it.
Well, I
love you and I do care about you. And I don't want you to, I guess I want you to hear all points of view and be a little bit more considerate with your words. I still think you're in the wrong.
I don't.
You know, your opinion's your opinion.
Yeah.
That's all. You know.
I mean, come on. Like, does that last girl think Kylie Jenner's going to be a good mom? Come on.
You're such a butthole.
Come on. Seriously. Oh, God.
You're funny. 800-721-1185 if you're still listening.
Everybody's still listening. This is our best podcast
probably,
ever.
Maybe the best show ever. But all right. Anything else to add? Pay for our billboard.
No,
so we can talk
no.
about the Kardashians on it.
No. Hurricane relief now, Puerto Rico.
Yes, Puerto Rico. Please, if you can send any money there, do it. All right. Guys, we love you. Thank you for
listening
and putting up with us bickering. And we'll do this again next week.
All righty.